We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day. Plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
Hi, I'm Kurt Angle.
I represented the United States in the Olympics in 1996 and won a gold medal. Then I parlayed that into a pro wrestling career. I saw a commercial a few years ago.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation made a promise.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for Gold Star families with young children. I thought, this is really cool. I want to be a part of it. My dad served in the Army for 30 years. We didn't have a lot of money, but he made sure we had what we needed. He set a great example for all of us. But he died in a construction accident my freshman year in high school. When he died, we didn't have any income coming in, and we ended up being forced to move out of our house. I was devastated. So I understand what these families are going through, and to have an organization like Tunnel to Towers come in and pick you up and carry you and give you a home to live in, I think that's just amazing. I'd like to ask you to donate $11 a month to support these efforts by going to t2t.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning. Alrighty, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Saturday morning. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our studio home base, the South Point Studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard in this gaming capital, and of course on the YouTube South Point Broadcasting Streaming Network. We welcome you to the show, and we also welcome all of you who are listening to us on our Anchor radio station, Sports Talk 1400 AM, 107.1 FM here in Las Vegas. And, of course, our other platforms as well, like our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world, .global, iPhone, Android, and your Google phone that you can get the apps on, that you can listen to us on the KSHP app and certainly watch and listen to us on the YouTube app on your device. And, of course, anywhere you get your podcasting as well. We welcome you to the show. And again, the primary news item of the day as far as horse racing is concerned today is the weather again. It's really that simple. Now, they're getting the containment of all the fires in Southern California, so it's a go on what is going to turn out to be a beautiful day there in Southern California, although they're still working on the fires there, but the Santa Ana winds have calmed down. But as far as the rest of the country, we've got a lot of action going on. From the Midwest right out to the East Coast, and I'm talking north and south. north of Pennsylvania. You go through Ohio and Pennsylvania and all north up there through Maine. You're going to see snow and cold. And then in the mid-Atlantic on down to Florida, you have rain. And for the most part, it's cold in those areas, too. As far as the Plain States and the Midwest and the West Coast, it looks pretty darn clear, except for some snow over Colorado, which we need for the Colorado River runoff. But that's about it. However, it seems like that two racetracks that we've gotten some notice on, Fairgrounds and Gulfstream Park, it has rained in both places. Okay, the rain came down in both places. We're talking about overnight and into the early morning hours here. So we don't know what's going to go on as far as the turf racing is concerned at those places. We know that Fairgrounds has a couple of stakes races on the turf today out of the six stakes races they have there at the Fairgrounds. So that might affect those races. But all in all, the LeCompte for the Derby prospects and the Silver Bullet Day for the Kentucky Oaks prospects are on the main track. It'll just be off if indeed the rain did get there hard overnight. So those are the two things that are happening right now. You've got possibly off tracks and off turf at both Fairgrounds and Gulfstream. To this point, we haven't got an official yet about off the turf, but if it's rained as we have gotten reports on, then it's more likely than not that they'll come off the turf. As far as Santa Anita is concerned, like I said, the fires are under containment right now. The Santa Ana winds are down, so it looks like it's going to be a great racing day out at Santa Anita for their Cal Cup, a delayed Cal Cup from last week to this week, and the big five stakes races there. Of course, yesterday at Santa Anita, it was the favorites continue to roll and roll and roll. We'll get to that in a minute. But it looks like a very competitive and good, juicy betting card today at Santa Anita. Of course, the Fairgrounds with all those stakes races as well. Aqueduct Racetrack, just going to be cold there in New York, just cold in at Aqueduct. But they have a race today, the Busanda, that does earn some Kentucky Oaks points. So we'll wait and see about that as well. So as far as the racing is concerned, that's the way it is today. Want to remind you that Monday, the holiday, the Martin Luther King holiday, there were several tracks that were going to run. But here's now the deal. The deal for Monday, there were five racetracks that were set and ready to go on Monday, Martin Luther King Day. And of course, one of them was Santa Anita, and that's still a go. But you have the Fairgrounds, which they were going to go there as well. So those two tracks that usually do not run on Monday will be running still on Monday. However, one racetrack that has canceled for Monday is Oaklawn Park. Oaklawn Park was set to race on Monday, but they have decided that it's going to be too cold, the freezing weather there. So they're going to run that Monday card, the Monday card that was scheduled for Monday, on to Thursday at Oaklawn Park, okay? So that goes from Monday to Thursday. Mahoning Valley Racecourse is already canceled for Monday and Tuesday because of the freezing weather. So we want to keep that in mind. And as far as other news on the plate, Turfway Park has a big carryover in their late pick five. The late pick five carryover today at Turfway Park, $97,874. Man. And also, we have workouts for Derby prospects. The workouts, East Avenue, went 59.40 at the Fairgrounds, getting ready for the Risen Star. And here's a note for you. The winner of the Vosburgh Stakes, the Vosburgh winner, Musafa, was bought by Saudi Arabian interests so they could run that horse in Saudi Arabia on the big Saudi Cup night in the Riyadh Dirt Sprint. So if they don't have a horse that they own that's competitive, just go out and buy one. So they just bought the winner of the Vosburgh, and he'll be going to Saudi Arabia for that race at Riyadh Racecourse, the Riyadh Sprint on Saudi Cup night. Okay? That's just about all the news we got, except for the fact that we do have the Kentucky Derby. We do have a Kentucky Derby future book going on. And that future book started yesterday. And right now, the individual favorite out of the 40 spots that you can bet in the Parimutuel future book, the individual favorite is the Bob Baffert trainee, Barnes. Barnes is the individual favorite. And of course, the all others, which includes all other three-year-olds except for the 39 with the separate betting interests, that one there is sitting at 5-1 right now. It was 5-2 on the morning line, but it went up to 5-1. So there'll be a lot of action going on in the Kentucky Derby Pool 3 of the Parimutuel Future Book. And as you know, you got until the closing of the Parimutuel Pool before you finally get the current odds are not the ones that you'll get. It's the odds at the closing of the pool that will be your odds if you purchase those tickets. All right, we got a lot to handle today. We got Jonathan Ardoon here with us, Rich Eng, John Lindo, and Jerry Jackowitz, and of course we got your racing menu coming up next. And we're going to cover some of those stakes races at the fairgrounds and Santa Anita with our handicappers. So without any further ado, we're going to get started right now with our first break. And when we come back, of course, we'll get to your racing menu and then start looking at these races, these big stakes races around the country. I want to remind you, you can go to the chat box and start chatting away on the YouTube page. Go to YouTube, hit the race day link, and then you'll get there. And all you have to do is subscribe. It's free of charge. If you haven't already, subscribe. And then you'll be chatting away with all our chat guys. And they're busy chatting away already and giving out some horses as well, the horses they like. So chat away. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Race Day Las Vegas. Taking a look at what happened yesterday real quick before the menu. All I can tell you, it was Chalk City out at Santa Anita yesterday. The first five races all were won by the favorite. Now, you remember that John Lindo was telling us that right now at Santa Anita, 49% of all the races have been won by the favorites before going into yesterday. Now I'm sure it's over 50% because first race, 420, second race, 480, third race, 620. The fourth race, and this was the real kicker for the day. Remember all three of our handicappers, first time it's ever happened, landed on one horse at Santa Anita? You know, you had Rich Eng, Jonathan Ardoon, and John Lindo all landed on the same horse. Well, the horse won, no doubt about it. They couldn't even weigh him down. The horse won, paid $4.20, however, for Dean Peterson, Sharp Ride, which got a great ride. This horse was four wide around the far turn and easily won going away with Tiago Piero aboard. Much the best in that race. That 7-2 morning line was just a fallacy. But the horse paid $4.20, and our trio of handicappers got out without the goose egg there. All right. Then you had the fifth race was at $5.20. Okay, so those were the five favorites in a row. The pick five paid $77.65. And then, oh my, we got a $9.20 winner and a $13.40 winner. You'd think they'd close down the racetrack by then. But in any case, final race winner paid $7.20. Flavian Pratt won half of the eight races yesterday at Santa Anita. He won the first race, the third race, the fifth race, and the eighth and final race for Peter Miller there. The pick six paid $8,329.80, which was really something considering the prices that they had there yesterday. But big favorites yesterday at Santa Anita. But, hey, our guys got there with their three guys landing on the same horse. So you know how good that horse was. Didn't even stop all that weight. Anyhow, at Aqueduct yesterday, Sahan Savici won three races, got the win in the second race on a Fernando Abreu winner at $8.50, and then came back for Wayne Potts in the fifth race, paying $21. and won the third of his three in the sixth race for Ed Barker, paying $9.70. Kendra Carmouche and Linda Rice teamed up to win the last race, paying $13, and they beat a 1-4 favorite to do it in that last race. So, the pick six was not hit. Okay, fives didn't hit either. The pick six yesterday at Aqueduct went to four winners, paid $519. Listen to these prices, though. First race, $11.40, $8.50, $21.60, $12, and $21 even. That produced a 50-cent pick five worth $15,776.50. The last pick five, that started out with the $21 horse, then $9.70, $16.80, $13, and the final race paid $80.50. Katie Davis winning for Gary Siaka on a big long shot in the last race. That's why you didn't have sixes or fives in the pick six. But the pick five, the late pick five, paid $59,945.75. This at Aqueduct yesterday. Gulfstream Park, their early pick five paid $6,284 and change. Winning prices $11.25, $20, $26 even, $10 even, and $7.20. Dylan Davis got a couple of wins yesterday. Won the second race, the $5.20 winner for Steve Claceris. And won the fifth race for Jose D'Angelo, paying $3.40. And so, and remember that Jonathan Ardoon gave us a horse in the last race that was turf only. They took it off the turf. It was on the tapeta footing, so no foul there. But the early pick five at Gulfstream, $6,284.90. And if you don't think those pick fives paid a lot, Oaklawn Park did it again. The early pick five at Oaklawn Park, $17, $5.47, even $15.80 and $33.20. Got you back $18,061.70. If you think that was something, how about double it up with the late pick five? $21.80, $19.80, $7.60, $13.40, and $23.20. That pick five paid $36,096.55. Boy, those pick fives were hitting out of the ballpark yesterday all over the country, except for Santa Anita with all those favorites. Sunland Park had those four stakes races yesterday. The winner of the Fort Bliss Jackson Traveler for Luis Contreras and Steve Asmussen, paying $5 even. The Bold Ego Stakes won by Closing Act for Luis Contreras and Steve Asmussen, paying $17.60. The Bordeaux Borderplex Stakes was won by Innocence. Alfredo Juarez Jr. aboard that one, paying $15.80. And yes, trained by Steve Asmussen. And the $100,000 Riley Allison Derby. Take Charge Tom with Orlando Mojica paid $8 even for Robert Tino Diodoro. Steve Asmussen's horse in that race finished fifth. Big day for Steve there at Sunland Park. All right, time to get started with the racing menu for today. Reminding you, the first post times we broadcast on the show each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone. If you're listening here in Las Vegas, going to come on out to the South Point to our race book here. These will be the first post times that roll out in the book right behind me. And, of course, if you're in the Pacific time zone, no problem. If you're in any other time zone, adjust from the time zone you're in to the Pacific time zone so you don't miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad. Okay, here's the menu for today. We begin with Aqueduct. Now, Aqueduct has that carryover in the pick six, $28,039 rounded up, $28,039. It's a regular pick six, no jackpot there. First post time at Aqueduct is 9:10. The feature race there is the Basanda Stakes for three-year-old fillies at a mile and one-eighth. 20 points for the Kentucky Oaks up for grabs there. And the favorite in the race at 5-2 is Ramify with Jose Lascano, a field of nine before any scratches in the Basanda. And again, first post time at Aqueduct today is at 9:10. Then we go to Gulfstream Park, where it's been raining there. They'll probably come off the turf, but we'll wait and get an official for Gulfstream. Gulfstream has 11 races, a couple of stakes races. The first one is scheduled for the turf, the Sunshine Turf, at a mile and 16th. A nine in that race before scratches, 5-2 favorite there is Victory Achieved with Dylan Davis. It might come off the turf, and if that happens, you know there'll be scratches. All right, and then we've got the Sunshine Sprint, six furlongs for four-year-olds and up. That's the ninth race on the card, eight before scratches. 9-5 favorite there is Comedy Town with Drayden Van Dyke. First post time at Gulfstream set at 9:20. Their pick six jackpot carryover, $183,121. Laurel Park has 9 races. 4 of them are stakes races. The Geisha goes as the 4th, where our country, our court cometh to tutor, our on-court commentator. On-court commentator. They split it up, folks. I'm sorry. On-court commentator, 8 to 5 on the morning line with Sheldon Russell. The Jennings Stakes is the 6th race on the card there. The favorite at 3 to 2 is Speedy Ness. The What a Summer Stakes will be the 7th, 6 furlongs for fillies and mares, 4-year-olds and up. That race sees 2 favorites, and It Can't Hurt Love is 7 to 5 on the morning line. St. Benedict's Prep is 8 to 5 on the morning line. And then the Fireplug Stakes is the 8th race on the card, 4-year-olds and up, going 6.5 furlongs. In that race, you got Repo Rocks at 8 to 5 and Prince of Jericho at 2 to 1. That at Laurel today, Laurel Park. First post time is at 9:25. They've got a pick 5 carryover there, just a regular pick 5 carryover at Laurel, $4,264. Tampa Bay Downs has 9 races today. Tampa Bay has a pick 6 jackpot carryover, $12,350. First post time is 9:25. Then we get to the fairgrounds, the rainy fairgrounds. So we'll wait and see how the track conditions play and if they stay on the turf there. They got 6 stakes races there. The Duncan Kenner is scheduled at 5.5 furlongs on the turf. So we'll wait and see about that. No Balls is the 9-5 favorite there. The Marie G. Kranz is scheduled at 1 16th on the turf for fillies and mares, 4-year-olds and up. And that's the 8th race on the card. We'll wait and see about that. That's a full field of 16, but if it comes off the turf, you know there's going to be scratches. The $150,000 Silver Bullet Day for 3-year-old fillies at 1 70 yards is the 9th race on the card. 20 Kentucky Oaks points up for grabs in this one. And the favorite right now at 3-1 on the morning line is Simply Joking with Mr. Torres aboard. The $100,000 Colonel Bradley scheduled for the turf for 4-year-olds and up. An overflow field of 14 in there. We'll wait and see about that race. And then you have the $175,000 Grade 3 Louisiana Stakes at 1 16th for 4-year-olds and up. A field of 10 there. And the 5-2 favorite right now is Hit Show with Laurent Garou. Finally, the $250,000 LeCompte, part of the Louisiana Derby series there, 1 16th for 3-year-olds, 20 Kentucky Derby points up for grabs in this one, 14 are entered before scratches. Built is the 3-1 favorite with the Jared Loveberry breaking from post 13 in that one. First post time at the fairgrounds is set at 10 a.m., 10 a.m. at the fairgrounds today, and the fairgrounds, 10 a.m. first post. Oaklawn Park has 10 races today. The Renaissance, the rescheduled Renaissance Stakes is the 9th and featured. 3-5 favorite there is Kale's Angel with Ramon Vasquez aboard. Oaklawn's first post time for their 10 races is at 10:25. Sunland Park has 9 quarter horse races today. Their first post time is 11:25. Then we get to Santa Anita. Early post today at Santa Anita is 11:30. They have 11 races today at Santa Anita, so the first post time is at 11:30. 5 stakes races. They'll roll out like this. The Cal Cup Sprint will be the 4th at 4-year-olds and up at 6 furlongs. 5 go to the post. 2-5 favorite on the morning line is Big City Lights with scheduled for Kazuchi Kimura. Kimura did not ride yesterday because a little bit of an injury he had in his starting gate incident the day before, but he's scheduled come back today. We'll wait and see. He's on the big favorite there in the Cal Cup Sprint. Then you have the Sunshine Millions Philly Mare Turf Sprint. That goes at the 7th at 6.5 furlongs. In that race, you got a field of 9 before scratches. 2-1 favorite is Safa with Tiago Piera. The Unusual Heat Turf Classic is the 9th at 1 1/8 on the turf for 4-year-olds and up. A field of 11 before scratches. 8-5 favorite there is Old Pal with Antonio Freisu. The 10th race is the Cal Cup Derby for 3-year-olds at 1 16th. 8 go to the post in that one. 5-2 favorite there is Shea Brennan with Antonio Freisu. And the 11th and final race is the Cal Cup Oaks for 3-year-old fillies at 1 mile on the turf. 13 are entered in that one. This is a wide-open affair. Morning line favorite at 5-2 is Hey Jesse. First post time at Santa Anita on Cal Cup Day set at 11:30 this morning at Santa Anita. Delta Downs has 9 races. Their first post time is 2:50. Turfway Park with that nice big carryover in the pick 5, a regular pick 5 there at Turfway. $97,874, 10 races at Turfway. The feature there today is the Leonidas. That's the 6th race on the card. 2-1 favorite there is Banks. First post time for the 10 races at Turfway is set at 2:55. And then you have Charlestown, 9 races. First post time at Charlestown with the Pick 6 jackpot carryover, $15,812, is set at 4 p.m. We wrap it up with Los Alamitos in Southern California. Los Al, first post time for 8 races, 6:10. 6 1,000-yard races for quarter horses and thoroughbreds mixed up. And, of course, 2 quarter horse races on the 8 race card at Los Al. First post time again, 6:10. And that is one heck of a menu for today. Let's go out to Jonathan Hardoon standing by. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. By the way, Mike Welch just tweeted out that they are off the turf at Gulfstream. All the races are off the turf. The track is good.
Yeah.
But they're off the turf.
Okay, so we're looking at Gulfstream then. We're looking at the 1 stakes races coming off the turf, right?
Correct.
Okay. Looking quickly at the fairgrounds, the 2 big races, of course, is the Silver Bullet Day and the LeCompte. How do you see the Silver Bullet Day?
Well, first of all, we know the track is going to be off, right? So I don't know. A lot of these horses obviously running on an off track for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
The Silver Bullet Day is what race, Ralph?
It's the ninth race on the card.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're going to have a late scratch in there. The 5 California Sunset is coming out.
Okay.
The 3 Simply Joking ran extremely well in her career debut. She now stretches out to 1.70 miles. If she runs anywhere near that race, she will be long gone. She's 3-1 on the morning line, and she's the horse to beat.
The LeCompte, which has the Kentucky Derby points to it, will be the last race of the 12th today at Fairgrounds at 1.16 miles. 14 are entered. Unless you have any late scratches in that race, the favorite at 3-1.
I do.
Go ahead.
I heard Admiral Dennis is coming out, the 3 horse, the Brad Cox horse. He's coming out.
Okay, so he'll be coming out of the race, which is a horse that many people may turn to if they don't like the favorite, because the favorite built, I believe that's Wayne Catalano's horse with Jared Loveberry aboard, is post 13 and 1.16 miles. He's going to have to find a trip from the outside there. But the trainer says this horse is ready to rock and roll. He's the favorite in the race.
Well, most trainers say that, especially in stake races.
Uh-huh.
So last time out, he was in a 5-horse field, Ralph. Nobody went to the lead. He just cruised around the track. Not going to be that easy today. I think it's a tougher race. And I actually like the 4-horse in here, Magnitude, a 3-year-old colt from the Steve Asmussen barn. He was beaten last time out by Bilt, but no easy leads for Bilt today. Magnitude's going to get a great trip. I would use Disco Time, the 11 with him, the Brad Cox horse that remained. And I also like the 2 Maximum Promise a little. 4 with 2 and 11.
Okay, so we're going to take a stand against Bilt in this race. You like the 4 Magnitude, and the 2 and the 11 are hookups in in that race there. And that is the LeCompte. And we'll go now to Santa Anita, because Santa Anita has those 5 big Cal Cup stakes races. I guess the Cal Cup sprint, you just give it to Big City Lights?
Yeah, but the idea is to play a cold exacta with the 3 Smiling Beast. 4-1 is going to be $4. You know, I like 4-3 there. It's Big City Lights, and I'm going to make my hookup with number 3 Smiling Beast, who's 6-1 on the morning line, try to get some value in a race that doesn't offer any.
Well, we're going to try to make chicken soup out of chicken feathers, and what we got here, trying to beat the logical second choice in the exacta. And if you do, you might turn $2.80 winner into a $5 exacta. So, all right,
correct.
So let's now go to the 7th race, 6.5 furlongs on the turf. It's the Sunshine Millions Filly Mare Turf Sprint. And 9 in this one, a little bit more competitive, although Stay and Scam is the big 6-5 favorite in that one. I said Safa was on the menu, but Safa is the second choice at 2-1. Can we break up this, favorite again?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's
Neither one of these horses have to win. As a matter of fact, this is one of our official radio plays here, Ralph. I like a price horse in here. I like the number 6 horse, Shocking Gray, a 6-year-old mare from the Jeff Mullins barn. This barn's heated up the last week or so. Everything they're sending out is running. She cuts back in distance. Antonio Frasu aboard to ride 15-1 on the morning line.
Oh, yeah.
Number 6. Something Gray upsets and wins this year's Sunshine Millions filly down the road.
All right. The man has thrown down the gauntlet for the favorites in that race. In this race, you like the seventh race, one of your official picks on the show as well. Number six, Shocking Gray. How about shocking them there? Shocking Gray, the six horse.
You shocked us, Ralph.
We're going to be on that bandwagon. Yeah, Frasu was gone because I get he had one of those Heisa penalties that he had.
But oh, he did? He's not riding?
No, he's riding today. He was gone for a couple of days. Yeah, but he's back, so he's hungry. So you got Frasu on the sixth, Shocking Gray in the seventh race, an official pick on the show from Jonathan Hardoon in the Sunshine Millions Filly Mare Sprint. Then we go to the unusual Heat Turf Classic, also on the turf at a mile and one-eighth here, 11 in this race. And Frasu sitting on the favorite, the morning line favorite in this one, Old Pal.
Yeah, and it's interesting. Mark Ladd has two horses in this race. He has Old Pal, who's 8-5. But I like the other Mark Ladd horse in the race, the 7, Allegato. It's an 8-year-old, but this guy fires every time he runs. And Flavian Pratt rides today, 6-1 on the morning line. I'll take the other Mark Ladd in this spot.
And you know, you're in a majority, because most of the handicappers I talk to about this race, they like Allegato too. 6-1, and you get Flavian Pratt to boot. That's enough for me in the unusual heat. Allegato, the 7. All right, then we go to the Cal Cup Derby for 3-year-olds. These are California breds, obviously. 8 in the race before any scratches. A little bit more competitive in this race. You got Shea Brennan at 5-2 with Frasu again on it. And then, of course, you got R. Heisman at 3-1 with Flavian Pratt.
Yeah, I gave the edge to R. Heisman. Peter Miller sends out this horse. He was gelded prior to his last race. I think he's on the improve. I think this is a good spot for him. 3-1, but it's a fair price. You're getting Pratt for Peter Miller. Number 6, R. Heisman.
All right, and then the 11th and final race on the card and the 5th of the 5 stakes races today is the Cal Cup Oaks for the 3-year-old fillies. This one is on the turf, however, at a mile. An overflow field of 13. Sure, there'll be a scratch or two in this race. And this is the wide open affair. Hey Jesse is 5-2, breaks from post 10 with Kyle Frey. But I got a feeling that you're not going to buy into that favorite.
No, I like the number 6 horse in here. Take another card. Go watch this horse's last race. Missed the break. She ran super. Bred on both sides to run all day long. Stretches out today to a mile. Hector Barrios aboard to ride 9-2 on the morning line. Number 6, take another card. Send you home a winner in today's 11th.
I'm going to tell you right now, my man, you raise an eyebrow on me when you say Hector Barrios on a turf race. That's for sure. And you're getting him there in the 11th race. Take another card. Hector Barrios aboard in the finale. So we've got a little bit more meat on the bones than all those favorites yesterday. Although you guys, you got to take the winners.
That was crazy. That was ridiculous. You can't. Favorites are winning, like, I think John Lindo texted me yesterday, close to 52%.
Yeah.
I mean, when all those favorites are going to win, I know I'm not going to win. So,
yeah.
What could I tell you?
It's a short.
Ralph, you look for value, and you're not getting it at this point.
Yeah, well, maybe we will today. All right. So you gave us your official pick at Santa Anita, but I know you got a couple of more. Where are we going for your other picks?
Let's go to Aqueduct, look at race number 5, and I like the number 2 horse in here, Ridgewood Runner, a 4-year-old gelding from the red-hot Carlos Martin barn, Kendrick Carmouche aboard to ride 5-1 on the morning line. This is the inside speed. Yesterday, speed was the way to go. I like number 2, Ridgewood Runner, 5-1 on the morning line to win today's 5th race out at Aqueduct.
All right, Aqueduct 5th race. That's the anchor in the early pick 5 and early pick 4. And the singleton for us here is going to be the 2, Ridgewood Runner, Kendrick Carmouche aboard the rail horse. He's saddle cloth number 2. He's number 2 because there's an entry in the race, but he will break from the rail. The 2 horse, Ridgewood Runner at Aqueduct. And I'm sure you have one probably at a place that's raining right now, or has rained, I should say.
Gulfstream, race number 10, 6 furlongs, a wide open event. I think it's part of that cross country. And I like the number 6 horse in here, Cruise to Catalina, a 4-year-old filly from the Riley Mott barn, son of Hall of Famer Bill Mott. This filly coming off of a layoff, she has 4 career starts. She's never run a bad race. I think she's going to get a great trip in here. Junior Alvarado aboard to ride number 6. Cruise to Catalina wins today's 10th race at Gulfstream Park.
All right. 10th race at Gulfstream is the first race in that cross-country pick 5 that you can bet at through Santa Anita and Gulfstream Park's parimutuels. So that 10th race, you like the 6th, Cruz to Catalina. Well, thank you very much, my man. You've done a yeoman's job of work today. I'm sure that's all the picks you have for us today. And, of course, you got sheets covering a lot of those racetracks. So just take a look at Jonathan's website for his sheets today.
JonHardoon.com. By the way, Ralph, breaking news. Paco Lopez's suspension has been lifted as of January 23rd. Heiss letting him go back to work.
Ah, that's good stuff, because Paco is always a factor there at Gulfstream Park, that's for sure. So they lift the suspension there. I'm sure it has something to do with politics, and congratulations to Paco for that. Thanks a lot, Jonathan, for the breaking news and the picks.
Okay, Ralph, stay safe and be well. We'll chat tomorrow.
You got it, my man. We're going to go quickly to a break, and then we come back. Rich Eng should be standing by. Don't go away.
Here we are in Houston, opening up our first veteran village. This beautiful building that's going to house 161 homeless veterans. Any veteran that risked their lives and they're struggling with PTSD, mental illness, addiction. We're also building what I call comfort homes, 500 square foot homes. These are for older homeless veterans, so they have their own space and give them back some of their dignity, some of their independence, and most certainly give them back their life. Go to T2T.org to learn how you can change a veteran's life forever.
My name is Carmine Giovinazzo. People might know me from CSI New York. And I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation is committed to delivering mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star and fallen first responder families with young children. Why is it personally important to me? I mean, my sister is NYPD. My dad was NYPD. Coming from Long Island, Staten Island, it's like a lot of, you know, cops and firefighters. So, you know, it's what I grew up around and the kind of people I know. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Never forget.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas' top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our 7 specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas for this Saturday. Busy, busy day. And in addition to all the great races going on around the country today, there's some pretty darn good football as well. We'll go to Rich Eng right now, standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Well, we got a couple of the NFL divisional round is today. And, of course, there's two games today, two games tomorrow. And then it whittles down until we get to the two that will be in the Super Bowl. But the matchups today are the Texans against the Chiefs. They're at Kansas City. And then the late game is a goodie. The Commanders at the Lions at Detroit. And that's going to be, I think, a goodie as well. Any thoughts about the football today?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll have an official pick for sure. The start time's 1:30 is the start of the broadcast on ESPN for Houston at Kansas City. And it's 5:15 for the start of the broadcast on Fox, Washington against Detroit. These are the two number one seeds in the NFC and AFC, Kansas City and the Lions. Lions is the one game that is climate controlled in a dome. The other three games are outdoors, and it's very, very cold, as you told us during the weather forecast for the racetracks. My official pick for today, Ralph, you've been running pretty good with the football, college and pro.
Yeah.
I'm going to go 387, 388. I'm going to take the Kansas City Chiefs -8 over the Houston Texans. It's going to be extremely cold. The Chiefs haven't played in 2.5 weeks, and even that game they played against the end of the season against Denver, they didn't play any starters, and they got drilled 38-0. Mm-hmm. They showed nothing on offense. And Andy Reid, if you remember this trend, he is the best NFL coach off the layoff, off a bye. And now he's had not 1 week. He's had 2 weeks to prep for the Houston Texans. The Texans have a really strong defense, but I really think they're going to have trouble moving the football in this freezing weather. Kansas City, -8 today.
And Kansas City is used to the weather because they play half their games there in the regular season right at that that stadium. And you're right, they've had plenty of time to rest because the last game the team officially played, none of the starters were in there. So they have had a long rest, and I'm sure they're ready to go and chomping at the bit for that. As far as the second game is concerned, I just think it's going to be a heck of a game because, like you say, it is climate control, it's indoors, and the Commanders do crazy things with that quarterback, and you know how potent Detroit is.
Yeah, and I heard an interesting prop that people were betting is the number of punts for the game is 6.5. Almost everybody's betting under.
Yeah.
Because Detroit loves to go for it on fourth down, and Washington had a game, I think, against might have been the Tampa Bay game. I don't think they punted the entire football game last
time. Yeah, it's going to be crazy, that's for sure. And it's not going to be these two coaches. I don't think it's going to be traditional. We know it's going to be some stuff where you sit there and say, why are they doing this, and you know, why are they going for this on fourth down? It's going to be really a lot of fun to watch that. Kansas City, though, you think takes care of business easily in the first game against Texas. Well, you guys, all three handicappers, jumped on a horse yesterday. The first time it's ever happened on the Race Day Show where three handicappers wound up on the same horse, and even you guys couldn't stop them. The weight didn't matter. The horse won yesterday like a good thing. It really was a very good run by that horse. So what are we doing today at Santa Anita for a pick on the horses?
Yeah, the Frank Miramonte announced to the crowd that the horse sharp ride was like 800 pounds overweight.
You know? Yeah.
The three of us climbing on his back.
Yeah, no kidding.
Let's go to race number 11 today, Ralph, in Santa Anita. It's a mile on the turf. It's the Lee Ann Howard California Cup Oaks. Mm-hmm. Let's go for a little bit of a price. Let's try the two-horse, Tequila and Therapy. 6-1 in the morning line. Edwin Maldonado riding for Doug O'Neill. This horse coming out of a whole bunch of stakes races in a row. The angle I like here is a good tactical speed, inside draw. I think Maldonado should get a nice trip, and it's a wide-open race. I'm not afraid of anybody else. 6-1 is a square price. The two, Tequila and Therapy.
And one of the most competitive races on the day, and, of course, the payoff race, if you're playing pick 6, pick 5, pick 4, pick 3, late double, et cetera, is the 11th and final race, and Richie likes the two-horse Tequila and Therapy. Let's hope it gets there so we can get the Tequila and not go to Therapy, okay? So the two-horse in the 11th and final race, Richie's pick. Don't forget, Richie's got a full sheet of handicapping for all the Santa Anita today right at the RaceDayLasVegas.com website. Well, we're going to do a little pigskin and horse hide today, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Ralphie. Good luck, everybody.
All righty. We come back, we'll have our finishing act. You know what it is, John Lindo and Jerry Jackowitz. Don't go away.
Get ready to laugh with Punchlines with Frank Nicotero. Join Frank and his team of featured guests for your daily dose of comedy.
Burrito, the Pittsburgh of the West.
Poison. Yeah. Poison.
Sports. F for Falcons, Alex.
We were talking Derek Carr for MVP after two games.
Who's we?
Okay, me. I was.
And the funniest social media posts.
People want to show off their food. Boom. Wiener on a guy's shoulder.
It's the Charge Colts. We bleed blue.
It's your one-stop spot for great laughs and a good time.
But a bump.
Find us on YouTube at Punchlines FN. And join the chat live weekdays at noon Pacific for the ultimate blend of jokes, sports, and viral fun.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
And back on Race Day to put the finishing touches on a very busy Saturday here from Las Vegas. We now go out to Southern California where John Lindo is standing by. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
Doing fine, my man. A little chilly out here. It was 36 degrees when I walked in this morning. We're only going to get up to 57. We may get into the 60s later on at the beginning of next week. But throughout the weekend, it's going to get real cold here in Las Vegas. But it's always fast, firm, and perfect in the race book.
Well, a lot of places back east would trade for mid-50s today, let me tell you.
Before we get started with taking a look at Santa Anita, do you have a thought at all about the LeCompte today because it's a Derby point getter at the fairgrounds?
Well, because of the rainy weather and you know, possibility of a wet track, I'm real, you know, just the horse I'm interested in watching is number 11, Disco Time. I like the first two starts with this horse and, you know, two turns here. I think the horse will handle it. It's got tactical speed. But I, you know, never. I just don't know if the horse will handle a wet track or not. So it's a. I'm going to sit and watch the race. But he's the horse I'm interested to see what he does today.
It might be because of the track conditions. It might be a crapshoot for the 20 points in the Kentucky Derby today. That's for sure. Back at Santa Anita, weather is perfect. Fires are now starting to be contained, and we got the Cal Cup races that were supposed to be run last week, this week, and you know, the sprint looks like it's going to be Big City Lights. And with all those favorites winning, it's just going to add to more favorites. You know, what's the latest on the favorites? What is it? Over 50%, right?
It was. With the no favorites winning in the last four races yesterday, 47 winning favorites out of 95 races. So just below 50% for the meet, Ralph.
Wow. All right. Well, is Big City Lights going to contribute to that?
I think so. Without the Chosen Vron in there, he's beaten every other cowbred except the Chosen Vron, and he draws a good post. The main competition was the Northern California horse Clovis Connection, but when they redrew this race, he went from post five down to post one, so that didn't help him at all.
All right, and then we get to the Sunshine Millions Filly Mare Turf Sprint at 6.5 furlongs on the turf. That's the seventh race. A little bit more meat on the bones for this one.
Yeah, let's hold that one for last. That'll be my radio play today, Ralph.
All right, then we'll move to the Unusual Heat Turf Classic at 1 1/8 on the turf. That's the ninth race on the card. Antonio Freisou has been on the bench for a couple of days, sits on the favorite in this one as well. Old Pal breaking from post three.
Yeah, he's the horse with the most upside. He'll love the 1 1/8. His stablemate, Alligato, I heard you guys talking about him earlier. He's run well in this race a couple of times, but, you know, he's only won one race since 2022. As he's gotten older, he's gotten a little street smart, and he likes to hang a little bit. I think you use him for sure in the exactas and tries, but I'm going to try and beat him on top. I like Old Pal Lanier. He'll probably have to run down On the Whim, turning for home.
All righty. On the Whim breaks from the rail with Tiago Piera aboard there. The Cal Cup Derby is the 10th race at 1 1/16 for three-year-olds, Calbreds, and there's eight in this one.
Wide open race. Shea Brennan showed he likes two turns when he won the King Glorious at Los Alamitos. He beat I'm a Bad Boy by a nose, but I'm a Bad Boy was five or six wide every step of the way. Wow. He lost more ground than he was beaten. If he behaves himself, he's named I'm a Bad Boy for a reason, but if he behaves himself from post two, I'd have worked out a better trip in here. And to me, he's the value of the race at 7-2.
Right, because Shea Brennan 5-2. R. Heisman with a Pratt is at 3-1. Pratt winning half of the races yesterday at Santa Anita. You know he's always going to get played. So in this race, maybe the big value there, as you say, is your horse there. I'm a Bad Boy. All right, 11th and final race, the Cal Cup Oaks at 1 mile on the turf for three-year-old fillies. This one is a competitive redouble.
Yeah, this is a good betting race. The one they have to beat is number 10, Hey Jessie, because she's proven around two turns. She's won routing on turf. She's won routing on dirt, gets back on grass today. She'll be coming from off the pace. I think Rich Ang's horse, Tequila and Therapy, will be in a good stocking spot. You've got some speed in here. You know, on the rail, Less Is More is pretty quick, and there's a couple others to go with her. You can make a case for five or six of these. It's a good way to end the pick six and the late pick five. A slight edge to me to Hey Jessie, but I'm gonna spread the race in the rolling bets.
Okay, and of course, Jonathan Ardoon gave a look at Take Another Card with Hector Barrios support, and we know what he can do on the turf, right?
Yeah, she's already won a race. She won her debut after getting left sprinting at Santa Anita and stretches all the way out around two turns against winners. So it's a lot to ask, but she's got talent.
All right. I want to remind everybody that John Lendo's Lendo Report for all of Santa Anita, the entire 11 races, plus a suggested late pick four and a suggested coast-to-coast pick five with the races combined in the coast-to-coast pick five from Gulfstream and Santa Anita's, all on one huge comprehensive sheet. It is here at the South Point, only here in Las Vegas at the South Point, and it's free of charge to the horse players here, because they love horse players here at the South Point Racebook. And John, we'll take a pick from you now. An official pick, I should say.
Let's go to that seventh race, the Sunshine Millions Filly and Mare Turf. When they redrew this race, number one, Barbera, was entered. She wasn't entered originally, and that helps with more pace in the race. You've got Stay and Scam, who's going to be a prohibitive favorite. She's the best filly, but I don't think she's in the best form. She's been a little bit flat lately, and I'm going to try and beat her. I like number five, Andiamo Ragazza. This is a filly that you look at her turf sprints. She's done nothing wrong sprinting on grass. Gets back on grass today. She comes from off the pace. That additional entry is going to help her style. You got Juan Hernandez and 10-1 on the program. Number five, Andiamo Ragazza. Race number seven, Santa Anita.
Andiamo Ragazza is your pick in the seventh race. Hernandez aboard. Nice 10-1 on the morning line. Might not get 10-1, but we'll get a good, decent price on that horse, the five horse. In the seventh race. And because Hardoon came with a horse in that race, you guys gave me a Sirocco play. The Sirocco play is going to be the exact box of 5-6-6-5. Jonathan likes the 6. You like the 5. And let's get that Sirocco play home as well. Hey, thanks a lot, John. Enjoy the races today. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Have fun, Ralph. Enjoy.
Thank you, my man. Now we're going to go out to Jerry Jackowitz standing by. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph.
Well, you got full sheets, the Jerry J's power pages for Santa Anita and Aqueduct today, and I would imagine you'll probably want to go to Aqueduct first for your selection.
Yeah, absolutely, Ralph. We're going to go to race number 6. Let me do a click over here. Winter's Ghost, the 5 horse, has a certain amount of appeal, showing really nice speed in his last effort, second time for Rudy Rod. So maybe he's found a little key to the horse. It's been in pretty good shape and runs really good figures. I have a high PPN on him, so I think he's a decent place. 6-1 morning line, and I'd probably go down to 7-2 on him. So I'd take the 5 over the 1, 4, 8, 10, 11. Do my reverses, 1, 4, 8, 10, 11, back over the 1. The 1, that's, I mean, the 5, excuse me, 1, 4, 8, 10, 11 over the 5, the 5, Winter's Ghost, that'll be our play. And if we get 7-2 or better, I think it's a pop-out sheet.
All right, there is a little bit of a editorial here. The 11 horse, Helium, is scratched. Scratch the 11.
We don't have to use him.
Yeah, right. And the 7. The 7 and 11 are scratched out of this race. The 11 is the only one you had a link up to. So now you have the 5, Winter's Ghost, the 5 over 1. 4, 8, and 10, right?
Correct.
Okay, good enough. How about Santa Anita? Great day of racing there today.
Yeah, but, you know, it looks like it's going to be a challenge for prices. I don't know. It looks like a lot of chalky stuff to me. Let's go to the 10th race, Ralph.
Okay.
Number 1, Shea Brennan. 5-2. No great value, but I like mentioning it because I think it's a good handicapping lesson here. Mm-hmm. If you look at the horse, it's 5, 6, 6.5, 7 out to a mile. And we see that the horse won, this colt won at a mile. Mm-hmm. It sort of tells us that this horse is getting better. The more distance, the more time. Those are the factors. Mm-hmm. Make me like Shea Brennan, the 1. I think he's got great form. Play the 1 over the 2, 3, 5, and 6. Small reverses. You can't do that much with the play because the price is short.
Okay, so the 1, Shea Brennan, for all the reasons you just said, the 1 horse, and the link-ups are 2, 3, 5, and 6, and reverse, and the $2 win bet. Of course, the win bet is on the 1, Shea Brennan, in the 10th race, the Cal Cup Derby. Don't forget, full sheets of Jerry J's power pages with all the stars, the Vs, the pop-out keys, and the feature plays, etc., available for Santa Anita and Aqueduct right now at jerryjspowerpage.com. All right, Jerry, well, it's going to be a fun day, both with the races from coast to coast and certainly some of the football out there today as well. And it's just another great Saturday in this gaming capital of the world. Of course, we always depend on you to have one late saying for us. And just before we do that, I want to remind everybody out there There's a couple of really nice carryovers today. One at Aqueduct in the pick six, and of course the other one at Turfway Park in their pick five as well. Kind of a horse player holiday there. All right, we're going to wrap up our Saturday show by wishing everybody to get out there and enjoy yourself today with the races and the football, and we will talk to you tomorrow, God willing, and the creek don't rise. Jerry's got the last saying. Go ahead, Jerry.
A great race day, everybody.
It's Ralph Sirocco at Race Day Las Vegas, morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.com.